No, man, that's not how I do it. I'm just starting it off so I could start it off. You know what I'm saying? Start it off. That's all it is. Anyways, I got a kitty in my lap. Anyways, welcome to episode 20, I believe now. Only an Ass Podcast. It rolls off the tongue real nice. I got a kitty in my lap.
What are you doing to that kitty?
What am I what?
What are you doing to that kitty?
This kitty is being domesticated. So it could be adopted by some rich folks and live the good life. Because 99% of the time, your pets are adopted by rich folks. Or is it just the pets that you handle just get to rich folks?
Yeah.
Am I allowed to say what you're going to do or not yet?
What am I going to do?
Who you're going to take care of? No? Not yet. Alright. Alright. My girl doing big things. We'll just say that.
Not yet.
But yeah, this right here, for those that are just listening to the podcast, I have a black and white kitty on my lap. Well, in my arms. And she is very quiet, but she likes to meow a lot. Her name is Sox. That's the name they gave her. She from the streets. This kitty's from the streets. This kitty's seen things. This kitty's gotten some fights. Did you get in some fights? No. Nah. She act hard. She's shy as hell right now. She got her head all in the thing. She's shy as hell right now. But she acts hard. When you go up to her, she's all like, but then you just let her, you just grab her, and then that's it. She starts meowing like crazy, and you're petting her, and then she, next thing you know, she's purring, but she's also like, get the fuck off me. She didn't know what's going on. But yeah, we're trying to get her to get used to humans, be in touch, being a house cat. We'll see how that goes. Right now all she does is wakes me up. That's all she does, meowing, waking me the fuck up. And I don't need that. She had a family?
I'm sure she had a family.
You took this kitty from a family.
I didn't take the kitty. Someone took the kitty.
You took this kitty from a family. This one is probably like, I told them I'll be back.
Don't do that to me.
This one is like, what's homeboy's name from Demon Slayer? Tanjiro, I think, whatever. Yeah, him. Like, he went off, and then when came back, they're all dead. Wait, they're not dead. No, they're not. Okay, let's not fucking. The kitty ain't going. No, it's not. It's like the kitty just gave. Look, she just gave up. She just.
Open her up a bit.
You good? Is he good? I think this is the podcast that people are gonna have to watch the video for. You gotta go Nas the Stampede, or YouTube.com Nas the Stampede. To be able to watch this cute little kitty. But anyways, it's only Naz. It's WrestleMania weekend. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm having Scooby tomorrow. Scooby just told me that his kid's birthday is this weekend. So now it turned to WrestleMania / kids' B-Day. I know, but this guy, like I told him, he told me and I was like, I swear his birthday was just like last week or something. You know, like, I could have sworn I gave him presents.
On Christmas.
I do spoil the shit out of Scooby Kids. I spoil the shit out of Scooby Kids. Don't tell the other friends. Don't let them know. My WrestleMania predictions. That I have a good time, I hope. I have none, really. I hope to see a lot of shocking stuff. A lot of shocking surprises. That's all I asked for in WrestleMania. Good matches, shocking surprises. And it looks like the best one's going to be on Sunday. Tomorrow.
Sunday at work?
You'll be home by then.
When does it start?
WrestleMania starts like by 6, but none of the good shit doesn't happen until later that night. Tomorrow is just, I'm really excited for to see Stone Cold, but I don't know what he's going to be doing. Cody Rhodes returned as Starfish. Stardust. Oh, yeah. That's what I, that's the only thing I'm really hoping for, Cody Rhodes. I don't, you know, it's, it'll just be nice little surprise and shocking whether he, whether it's just a one night thing or he stays in WWE, has a tenure. Either or is interesting, but it's also like, why? You know, you start a company and then you decide to go back to the company that you were competing with. And really? Yeah. And Cody came from WWE, went over there to New Japan, then started this company with the guys, AEW, and now he talks as that he went back to the WWE.
Money?
Perhaps. It's gonna be Elias. Where is Elias? What if it was all an AEW work? Damn, that's the greatest work of all time. Elias can walk his ass backstage, band stay there. He should come as Stardust as part of the intro and then come out as American Nightmare. Can he even use that? Oh, I gotta sneeze. I gotta ask Rodolfo if they're allergic to kitties. I should let them know that. Be like, hey, Rodolfo, you allergic to kitties? If you come to my crib, just know that there's gonna be cats everywhere and hair everywhere. So
we don't have a lot of cats.
What? How many cats we have right now?
Technically three.
But how many cats we have right now total?
Technically, we have three total cats.
No, technically we own three cats. How many cats do we have?
In our possession, three.
We have five cats in our possession.
Two of them are kittens. Do they even count as a cat?
They're kitties. They're cats.
They count as half a cat.
They count as half. Well, two cats together count as one cat.
Okay,
so four.
So four.
So four cats.
You met me when I have four cats.
I knew you when you have four cats.
I did not know why that didn't deter you away.
I don't know either. I question a lot of things. I don't know either.
Damn. What else do you question?
The cats. My allergies.
Uh-huh. What else?
The fact I moved into a whole family. Mm-hmm. But I accepted all that stuff because I loved you like crazy.
Loved.
Oh, sorry.
In the past.
I love you like crazy.
In the past.
I said love because
should
back
we
then.
Break up now?
No, we shouldn't break up. Damn it. How can I break up? Then I won't have kitties in my arms all the time. I'm in it for the kitties. You're in it for the beard. You're in it for my beard.
I plead the fifth.
You see, she plead the fifth. She's in it for my beard. Right, my allergies. But I got used to it, right? I got better, right?
Seasonal allergies are killing me right now.
Yeah, but it wasn't as bad. Like, the sneezing and stuff like that, I'll handle.
I think right now it's seasonal allergies.
It was the asthma part, you know, like where I couldn't breathe. That's the part that I really can't handle.
Give me CPR.
Give me all the CPR, baby. Baby, baby. But yeah, I was bad. But it got good. It got better. I just had to get used to it. I think me not being around cats or something made it.
First of all, you moved in with me. It just so happens that my family also lives with me. I don't live with them.
They live with you. Yes, I know.
Me.
I know.
But they're not paying rent ass bitches.
They're not paying rent? They do pay rent. Your parents.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not going to charge your little brother.
I should.
What? He does a lot of work here. He does this whole setup. Our whole living room setup. Our whole computers. All this is because of him.
And he cleans. And take care of all my animals.
He take care of the animals.
All five.
I like to.
All five cats.
You see, you admit it. All five cats. I like to say that I want to be the one to keep this floor in tip top shape. You know, I try, but you know, Me and you, we come home late as shit, and we just tired as fuck, and we don't want to. Yeah, we don't want to do anything. So even on the weekends, I just want to relax. The WrestleMania thing gave me a good reason to start cleaning, and I love how it looks now. I know, right?
That's true in the background.
Oh shit! Look, there's another cat in the background, just surrounded by cat. It's like before and then after. Oh, I went away. Damn.
He's right next to you. He's interested in the kitty. That's why.
You interested in the kitty?
Yeah, he's been around looking at the cat.
Have you been face to face with the kitty? Meow.
This ONS podcast is just you meowing at
the mic. Right? I forgot that people are just listening to this. They're gonna hear it. I mean, if anything, whoa! You interested in the kitty? Hold on.
He's like, brother.
She's interested in the kitty. Communicate.
You know, cats, not kittens, don't communicate by meowing. Only kittens do.
So cats don't talk to each other meowing. Uh-uh. What are they?
Have you ever walked up in the middle of the night and saw kitties and just meowing at each other? No.
No, they just walk.
They don't.
I see cats just walk by each other, just like look at each other, give themselves that nod from like Return of the Jedi, kind of like, you know, like I know what you're talking about, and then keep moving. Juno doesn't talk to anybody. Juno's the one cat here that just doesn't give a shit about the other cat. She just want to be left alone. He's so cute. So, I'm opening the floor. People ask questions. See, now they messed up with the shield. They did their reunion too early in their career. When Dean Ambrose was leaving, aka John Moxley, and they were having this like whole shield thing, and then it's like one night only, last night, blah, 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 whatever shit like that. It's like, you guys are really overdoing it. Who did Yugi? Let me send that question to the floor over here. Honey, who did Yugi?
Did he have a significant other?
Did Yugi have a significant other?
Because if so, that person.
I think Yugi was like just in love with himself, really, wasn't he?
Oh, so then he just masturbated himself.
He was Yugi, so he and Yu-Gi-Oh. Himself. Correct? Right? He was Yugi and Yu-Gi-Oh. Yu-Gi-Oh! Is like Rama and a half. And I'm still like, no one realized that this kid would talk like a kid, and all of a sudden he was talking like a man. Oh. I'ma fuck you up. After all these years, you still don't know what happened to Doug. It's funny, because on one of my streams, I actually found the episode of One Piece where the duck got his ass whooped. I forgot, maybe 119, 116, it was somewhere in the teens. It was the Alabasta arc, that's for sure. So, if you want to do your research, go to One Piece and hit somewhere around that area, and you'll see what happened to the duck. What's the funniest pet name you've seen at your job? The funniest. Do you remember?
There's this cat right now that's named Alligator
because
it was found in the alley.
There's a cat named Alligator because it was found in the alley. That's actually kind of creative. I'll give it to them. I knew someone who had a cat, and they called it Little One. It was like, hey, what's the cat? What's the cat's name? Oh, that's Little One. What is it? Are you going to just interrupt? Are you looking at yourself? What are you looking at? Do you see you? Her eyes are like wide open, like she's on alert. I knew a chihuahua named Metapod. That's nice, too.
At VCA, there was a chihuahua called
Uh-huh. There was a chihuahua was called... You show me some funny ones. I can't remember, though. If I was to call a pet of mine, I'd call a little motherfucker. No, I wouldn't.
Shithead.
Shithead?
Yeah.
Are you for real?
It was named Shithead.
Someone named their pet Shithead?
Shithead. And we used to call it Shithied. So
Shithied. Shithied. Come hither, Shithied.
We had a pit bull at an appointment that was named Fat Ass.
Was it a fat ass pit bull, though?
It never showed up for his appointment, so.
That's kind of anticlimactic.
It was very sad. I texted Kara about it that day because she had scheduled it. She was so excited. And my fat ass didn't show up. I'm sorry.
She feed showed up. Damn, I just sneezed all of everybody's ears on this podcast. I'm so sorry.
There's this Princess Poopy.
Princess Poopy? Mm-hmm. I like Shithead, though. An alligator. Alligator is a great one. But why call this socks?
That's how Black Cat named Gucci Prada. I was like,
alright. What? A black cat called Gucci Prada. Mm-hmm. Did it have a chain around its neck?
Oh my god. Did I tell you, like, around 2 weeks ago, we had, like, a stream. Like, it was, like, maybe, like, 5 animals that had them gold chains, with thick gold chains. It was a pit bull, it was 2 kittens, a Rottweiler, and I think another pit bull that had gold chains, all from different clients for the cats.
So a whole crew of animals with gold chains around. Did they have their names, like a dog tag or whatever? Nothing? Just gold chains.
Gold chain. I just love when people dress up the animals for their appointments. It's very fucking cute. It's so fucking cute.
Just get them in a suit and tie.
On Halloween, people dress up their animals as, like...
Yeah. Yeah, it's on Halloween. Yeah. I mean, we've dressed up our chihuahuas before. Remember? And give them all they got. I mean, what's the point of having a pet if you don't dress it up? Let's be honest.
Oh, I was gonna bring you to dress them up, but I checked out because I didn't
want to. Who, these cats? Well, this one over here surely won't like that. None of them will like that. You gotta do it when they're young. Look at this little fucker. He's so damn cute. I can't wait. I can't wait. He's so damn cute. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Took my dog to the vet and this chick had Jordans for her dog. Are you bullshitting? Broly Fist, are you bullshitting? They got Jordans for dogs? Have you seen that?
No, but I'm not surprised.
Jordans. I mean, at least the dog was fresh. Dog better not get Air Buds. I like it. Picasso. I just went ahead and just stole that from someone. Them Air Buds. Look at this one right here. This one for a good minute was just meow, meow, meow. And then just said, fuck it. I'm going to rest my head again and go to sleep. She got some issues, man. I'm not very excited about seeing Logan Paul at WrestleMania. I'm not. Johnny Knoxville, yes. Not Logan Paul. No, because your boy here doesn't like Logan Paul. Logan Paul is up in Puerto Rico, living near the beach. But I think it was fantastic when someone got his money from them fake-ass Pokemon cards. Apparently, WWE thought that Logan Paul would bring in money. Like, couldn't the Miz versus Dominic have been enough instead of bringing in Logan Paul? You got to bring in celebrities. Nobody's bringing in who they should bring in, which is Danny DeVito. That's who the hell they should bring into fucking WrestleMania. The real stars. So when I found out they were going to make the DeLorean Lego, I went fucking like super geeked. Emotionally super geeked. Because I wanted this. I said like if there's ever something they should make, I want a DeLorean and I want it to be all the cars, right? There's three models of that car. Technically four. Technically five. And I was excited because it was just around the corner. It was April 1st. So I was like, all right, cool. Comes today. So my boy Scooby hits me up and he asked me, hey, come with me. I'm about to get these figures. And I'm like, what? And he's like, yeah, I'm about to get these figures for my son. He got them off of OfferUp or something like that. So he got to meet up with this one guy. He didn't want to go solo because he could get fucking killed or some shit. And I'm like, you need me to be muscle? You're my muscle. I need... It's the other way around. I don't see myself as much of a muscle, but you know, the beard gets respect. So I get up, I'm like, all right, cool, let's do this. He comes pick me up, we go. We meet up with this dude, real cool dude, really geeky, and they do the exchange. He get the figures. Scooby buys AEW figures of Sting, Cody Rhodes, Broken Matt, and then he buys a Spider-Man, Tom Holland Spider-Man, and a Darth Maul, Black Series Darth Maul, and then something else. I forgot, another Spider-Man, I think. They're all dope. Like, cool, that's dope. We drive, and then before he gets me home, I realize, oh shit, it's April 1st. Get the phone. I call my girl and I'm like, yo, today's the day they dropped the DeLorean, isn't it? And she's like, yeah. And I'm like, shit. So I should have got up early. The time that I got up to meet up with for Scooby to pick me up should have been me getting up and going to the fucking mall, which is a fucking drive from here that the Lego store is at. Get in line and get this DeLorean. So I'm fucking like, damn, I'm going to miss my opportunity. I actually call the place. I call them up and I'm like, yo, does the DeLorean release today? They're like, yes, it does. It's like, how many do you have? They're like, we have 10. I was like, okay, then. My girl arrives. She went to Costco to get some stuff for the party tomorrow or this whole weekend. Girl arrives. I was like, all right, let's go. I drive off over there, which I already came from that direction. So I drive off over there. Then we get deep in there. I'm like halfway. There's this intersection where there's this railroad just passes through. Now, this is the second time today because it also happened to me and Scooby earlier. The fucking cargo train passes by. And this cargo train goes for miles. Probably 2, 3, 5 miles. It just fucking takes forever. There's no way to get around it. See, in the city, they have bridges. And these bridges is where these fucking trains go through. And we go under them. It's smart. Doesn't create traffic. Yet out in the fucking suburbs and other towns, they just go on the fucking roads. So you just stuck there having to wait until this shit passes by. So now with Scooby, though, it was different. We could have just went somewhere else. Yet in this path, we're stuck. I'm trying to get to the fucking mall as fast as I can to try to get a fucking DeLorean before they're sold out. And now there's a train passing by. And I just leave it up to the Lego gods and hope that when I get there, there's something. So I just put the bitch in park and we wait. And we're waiting. And let me tell you this interesting fact. When I'm talking to her, blah, blah, whatever. And then I decide to look to the side. I look at my rearview mirror. Guess what I see? A car accident. A car tried to get out from the line, but another car was trying to get into the turn signal because the cars could turn into a road, but it'll lead to like, I guess somewhere within the airport. So everybody who's going that way and coming from that way is just someone who works at O'Hare. Because I'm going around O'Hare to get to Schaumburg to the mall. For those who don't know, in Chicago, don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But trust me, it's like I got to go to another town, you know, in the suburb. It's called Schaumburg. So I see this. Like the moment I look, I see it happen. I just look, everything's cool, and this car just... And the other car came and they just, I was like, oh shit. She's like, what? I was like, these cars just crashed right behind us. And I was like, I put the motherfucker in drive because I was afraid the one that hit the car exiting, the car trying to turn left, hit the car exiting the line because he was like, fuck this, and he was going to turn around or some shit. I thought that one that hit was going to keep going and hit into me. So I was prepared to move, if anything, because he just lost control, you know? But no, he just stopped shortly after. So I saw it. I saw it all happen. I was like, oh, they were kind of both at fault. I mean, dude just got out of line and clearly didn't see. But he also could have been like, oh, it's clear, and then got out. And this motherfucker just came out of nowhere. And he was not in the area to turn. But granted, I mean, if he was good enough, he could have made it happen. Probably not just fucking, because he sped it. He sped it, so when he went and the other guy came out, they just collided. But that's all the whole thing. So in a way, even though I was stuck there to wait for this like 15-mile cargo train pass by, I was entertained. I had some entertainment at that time. Then finally, the cargo train stopped and I was able to continue my journey. I get down to the mall. We get there. We're walking and get to the Lego store. No line. So I was like, thank God. Walk right in. Walk to the shelf. My girl realizes it. Sees a shelf that says new and is empty. Then ask somebody there. They're like, excuse me, are you guys out of the DeLorean? And that person was like, yes, yes, we're out. And I'm like, damn it. Damn it. So I just accepted my fate. I was like, well, fuck it. I don't get it now because it's not going to be out forever. It's going to come back, but it's just going to come back like later, like a month or two later or whatever. So I just accepted my fate. I was like, well, whatever. Let me see if there's anything else that came out today. And we walk up to the register and they have one behind the register. So she asked once again, it's like, excuse me, is that for anybody? Is that being held for someone? It's like, yeah, yeah, it's being held for someone. It's like, oh, okay. I'm like, well, you know, of course, I knew that. So then we're walking over to the front, and then she's on the phone, and she's like, all right, I'm going to try to see if I could call the one downtown, and I'm willing to do this. I'm like, all right, whatever, let's, you know, fuck it. She wants to make it happen, I'll make it happen, you know. I'll take the trip downtown, Chicago downtown, because there's one in Chicago, but it's downtown, and it's not, you know, convenient to get to. So while she's calling, but she's being put on hold. Like it's busy over there, you know, it's just boo, 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 and calling, boo, boo, boo. And then out of nowhere, the same person that she asked, are you out? And she said, yeah, we're sold out. Comes up with two in her hand. Yeah, it was her. Two in her hand and says, were you looking for the DeLorean? I was like, yes! And I grabbed that motherfucker so quick. I was so excited. That was exactly my reaction. Like, yes! And then she put the other one on the shelf. And then my girl goes like, I'm going to take this one. I was like, you're going to buy the other one? And she's like, yeah. Because you see, here's the plan. The DeLorean comes that you can make three and one, right? You can make all three cars, but you can only make one of them. But you have a choice of which one you want to make. So my plan is to spend a lot of money and get all three. So I got to buy it three times to make the three DeLoreans. She went and bought the other one. And I bought one. So we got two. So we can make two DeLoreans. I just need to buy it one more time so I can make the third DeLorean. And I was the happiest fucking dude. Happiest fucking dude there, dude. But it was just crazy because we get there. They say they have none. Then all this shit my girl's doing, asking about this one over there and then calling. And then they all of a sudden come out of nowhere and they just pulled out like four. And it was me, her, and then two other people got their hands on it. Every time one was put on the shelf, it was taken right off. Big brain, big wallet plays. Look, if I'm able to do it, I do it. So I was able to do it. Okay. This is not a plan to buy all three of them at the same time. Of course, I can't do that. I passed the test. Is that what it was? I went into the fucking Lego store. They're like, okay, only the real motherfuckers who want this get this shit. So maybe they saw us walking around. They're like, yeah, these guys? Yeah, these guys ain't no poachers or whatever, stuff like that. Nah. Nah, this guy's a fan. Hey, yo, get me these DeLoreans. We got some over here. Came and gave it to me. Dude, I'm so fucking geeked and so happy. So fucking geeked and so happy. Man. Y'all don't understand. I love Back to the Future with a passion. Quite possibly my favorite movie of all time. And I know that's hard for me to like put down to a T of what is my favorite movie of all time. Because I put Scott Pilgrim versus the World like my number one movie after it came out. But the fact of the matter is, I have to put Back to the Future as my favorite movie of all time. Because those three movies, which I consider the greatest trilogy ever, I can never get tired of. The theme song hits, the visual, just every memory of me watching Back to the Future was like the greatest fucking shit. So it matters to me. It really, really fucking matters to me. And I'm really, really fucking happy. And yeah. That's my adventure to getting the Lego DeLorean that everything was against me. I didn't show up there early. I didn't wait in line for it. I got held back by a fucking train. I saw a fucking car accident. There was traffic like crazy. And it was out. And yet, miraculously, it was available like crazy. And I got two. And now I'm going to make two DeLoreans. And one day I'm going to get a third one. And you're going to see all the motherfuckers with me. It's going to be fantastic. And you know I'm going to do it on the stream. Mm-hmm. You know I'm going to spend like 8 hours building the DeLorean. Because I'm not fast. My girl's fast on the Lego. My girl's fast Lego building. I'm not. Especially if I'm like streaming. Because I'm like talking to you guys and making it and shit like that. No, like the Back to the Future theme song is on my driving playlist. It makes you want to hit 88 miles per hour every time. Exactly. And I played that fucking song yesterday. And I just wanted to drive fast. But unfortunately, there was cars in front of me. It hits. It's something. It's special. It's a special movie that is timeless. It's classic. I believe everybody should always show the next generation these movies. I believe every generation is going to love these movies. And I believe that they should not be touched. Maybe you could do a continuation or something like that, but I truly believe they should not be touched. You got a ticket from playing the theme song. You gotta be smarter, boy. You gotta be smarter out there in the streets. I know no one's asked me. But what about the Oscars, yo? You know, LP said he actually watched the whole Oscars. They got it on Hulu. I didn't know that. I didn't know they replayed it on Hulu. I would have skimmed through it. He said that the feel, of course, was different after the smack heard around the world. After the slappening. The slappening. I love that name. But that also reminds me of the joke of that dude who's at the birthday party in the backyard, and he starts slapping everybody because they were making fun of that show where the guy slapped the kid in the birthday party, and then it caused this whole big dramatic, like a whole season was just about this guy slapping a kid, and the whole drama was revolved around that because it wasn't his kid. They're saying, like, should he have smacked the kid and blah, blah, or whatever. I forgot what the show was called, but it was something. That's right, boy. I like how you always stop right there. Like, can you see me? No, but it's just funny because you're like, oh. I don't be rude. Can't come in. You're not rude. I remember it was called a slap. You stopped watching the Oscars over a decade ago. God damn. No. Oh shit, I thought that was Jada. I was about to say, what the fuck is he doing with that person? But yeah. That shit was that created a lot of freaking ordeals, and I don't know, man. I don't know. You know what? Like, I could go in deep, I guess, and put my two cents, but it's none of my. I mean, not, but these celebrities, that's what they're there for. So we could like, they're there to talk. If they didn't want people to talk about it, they shouldn't have been celebrities or so open about their celebrity lifestyle. You know, what would you have done in that situation? I probably would not have done that on camera. Because you're talking about one of the most... Okay, look. Like, if it was, like, anywhere else, like, fucking the MTV Movie Awards or some other bullshit minor league award ceremony that don't matter, but you did the Oscars, it overshadowed... First of all, that thing overshadowed the winner, which was Questlove. So big up to Questlove for winning an Oscar for his documentary. And then overshadowed the fact that he finally won an Oscar. Because now it's not like, oh, he finally won an Oscar. This is great for him, blah, blah. He's a real thespian. No, it's like, oh, shit, he won an Oscar after he just did that shit? You know, and now there's talks about, like, if they're even going to... They're not going to take it away. But I think I heard that he's going to remove himself from the Academy. I didn't know people registered themselves into Academy. I guess you got to register yourself into the Academy to be considered for nominations and an award. He's going to remove himself. But he already won an award. You know why it is? Because I got the video game playing. That's why. I'm over here playing this game, and that's why it was loud. So it's still running that while I'm freaking doing this. All right, guys. I'm also playing Sifu at the same time. It just overshadowed that. And then you gotta worry about... I guess it was at that point that he just didn't care about image. He didn't care about anything. But I think I take that back. He didn't care about image on himself from us. He cared about image on himself from her. Yes. That's what I think it was there. But, you know, I'm not him. I'm not them. I'm not in this situation. I don't know what's going on. I just see from the outside in. And from what I saw, he was enjoying his time. Everything was great. He laughed. And then the camera cut away. And sometime between the camera cut away, something happened between him and Jada. He just got up there and...
See, this is what I always wonder, that if that camera that's facing him was not in real time when he did that joke. Like, I wonder if he was actually upset when he did that joke.
No, you know, yeah, because you see Jada. You saw her reaction. It was real time. Her reaction was right.
I don't know, was that her reaction the whole time that Chris Rock was up there? Is there some beef between them that we don't know?
I don't know anything, but they talk about how
him laughing, you see what's her face in the background. I don't know what
her name is. No, but at that point when Chris Rock said that joke of G.I. Jane to Jada, it shows Will and Jada on the side, and if you see Will like haha, but you focus on Jada and she's all like... She's very serious.
Oh, I'm gonna watch it again.
She's very serious. And then the camera went off to Chris Rock, and then sometime in that time frame, he just changed the whole mood. Oh, she don't give a shit. She's happy. She's all like, my man this, and I got an award, and we the shit. They were partying afterwards and whatnot. She don't give a fuck, man. This is a girl that and a whole bunch of other people lost total respect for when she did that whole entanglement kind of shit. But then Will Smith in his book talks about how, like, he always, he didn't like growing up a coward and seeing his mother getting beat up and blah, blah. But this isn't his mother. This isn't someone getting beat up. This is someone getting an innocent little roast joke. Is it that much? And then you got to think about in the comedy, comedic standpoint, like, comedians are supposed to go up there and do one job like that. If you don't like it, then too bad, you just fucking walk out or just disregard it or whatever. You don't go up and fucking slap the guy doing his job. Especially a legend like Chris Rock. I don't know. Will Smith did, and now he's going to be known for that for the rest of his life. So if he wanted to change his image to that, then I guess more power to him. More power to him. And here's the thing, right, about Jada going bald. And a lot of people are saying this, and a lot of people that know people who know alopecia. How long has she been having that? Will Smith did do a heel turn. How long has she been having that or diagnosed with that? Because I've seen her bald, and then at the Oscars, she's not bald. She has some hair. And people, they say people with alopecia just completely can't get hair, have patches gone, and also lose their eyebrows. Jada does fucking seem like a Karen. She has too much power and too much, I don't know. But that's the sense I get. I don't know. And alopecia isn't always permanent. She also, in a video, said she don't care what people say about her hair. She loves who she is. And you know, the fact is, she has a good head. She's beautiful the way she is. So why should she care about a G.I. Jane joke? A joke that's like decades old. Don't nobody know G.I. Jane. That movie's so damn old. Also, in G.I. Jane, she was a fucking strong, badass woman. If you're a public figure, you can't take a joke. Like, come on. But I also get like his kind of sense, but this is not like, it's not like some dude just out of nowhere is like, Jada Pinkett, you G.I. Jane, look him up. You know, it's not like then that. He has all the right to fucking slap somebody, but it's just Chris Rock just having fun at the Oscars. It was a tame-ass joke. I don't know. It was a tame-ass joke. It wasn't something that had to do so serious. And all he did was make himself look bad, make and this is why I'm sure pissed off Denzel Washington is like, why would you do that? You're making us look bad, you know? But let's like put that aside and let's realize the fact that homegirl wants best supporting actress for West Side Story, and that's fantastic. And it was the same Academy Award that homegirl won for the same role in the first West Side Story movie, and she was like the only Puerto Rican, I believe, in the first West Side Story movie, the original movie. And then this girl plays that character and also wins the same fucking Oscar for that role. That's amazing. Whether that chick is Puerto Rican or not, I don't remember, but it was really freaking dope. Oh, let's talk about how great Dune is and how many awards they won.
Oh, it's so fucking boring.
Dune, baby.
You know, it only won that many awards because everyone hyped it up for no fucking reason because everyone said it was better than the fucking last one. That is literally the only reason. If this came out as a solo movie without knowing there was a Dune before, people would have been like, what the fuck just happened? Who let this happen? Why is it so boring? The fuck just happened? Do I have to read this thick ass book to understand it?
No, I followed along. I don't know. I mean, I followed along. Because I followed.
The first movie.
No, the first movie. No, I'm gonna let you know when the first movie. I didn't get it. I'm lost in the first movie. The first movie lost me the fuck out. Calm down. It's okay. We're freaking her out.
The movie fucking sucked.
The movie was good. It took its time for me to understand what was going on. At least in that first movie, to understand what was going on.
They're talking about the old movie.
No, this movie. The original packed all the books together that I don't know what the fuck was going on. It was all over the place.
And that's because you already know what's going to happen. Which is why you understood and liked this movie. But if this had been a soul movie by itself, it's all it would good. Have never been that great.
What do y'all think? It was good. Aesthetically, also visually, it was good. Let's give it a run when the others are made. You get to see it like a actual series, episodic. Ooh, by the way, I gotta watch the new Halo. I like the Halo. I have a problem with it at the very end, but overall, I like the Halo series. The beginning is fucking dope and fantastic. It's amazing and felt like the game brought to life. It was really, really, really freaking cool. Now, they take liberties making their own storyline and lore, and who knows where it's gonna go, but everything else is still there. My only beef with it is for them. Sorry, I just realized I'm hearing the music of Sifu, and I wonder if that music is going to show up through the stream the whole time. I don't think so, because I'm not capturing game audio, right? No. So, my beef is that he is revealed at the very end of a first episode, when that should have been left, like, way, way down the road. I have no problem with him being revealed. Fuck it. Whatever. I also heard that he took off his helmet and books and whatnot. But on the very, very first episode, come on. Now my thing is, like, is he going to just keep it off the whole time? Which is going to bug the hell out of me. Just like how in the Book of Boba, which I really enjoyed, my beef with that was that he always had his damn helmet off. It's like, Boba, keep your fucking helmet on. If Pedro Pascal can keep acting as the Mandalorian with the damn helmet on, then you should have the damn helmet on all times. Well, especially when you're outside talking amongst the townies. That wasn't Mos Espa. It was somewhere else. I don't know if you guys watch fucking Star Wars, stuff like that. Clearly, I do. The Book of Boba was great. But that's my beef. That's my only beef with the first Halo episode. But I'm enjoying it and I want to keep watching it because I'm not a piece of shit. Because I enjoy Cowboy Bebop and I'm sad that there's no season 2, but it is what it is. You don't have Disney Plus? Why don't people have things? You know what? I got a co-worker, and this guy's trying to, like, get anything off of anybody. And the only thing he has to offer is Crunchyroll. And he's trying to get something off of me, and I'm just like, get it your damn self. Like, I got Crunchyroll. It's like, I don't want your Crunchyroll. Dude, I don't. Get your own damn fucking Paramount Plus or whatever the hell you want from me. I don't want your Crunchyroll. I have no desire for Crunchyroll. I know Crunchyroll is the new home of all things anime, but Funimation is still gonna keep going and accessible for whatever you're currently watching, whatever they currently still have. The only thing I'm watching is fucking One Piece, My Hero, Demon Slayer, anything else that's new will be on Crunchyroll, and I really don't. Unless I go there for Shenmue. Then, yes. Then I'll make the fucking account. Because I need to watch the Shenmue fucking anime. Also, someone mentioned, damn it, man. I feel bad because I think last night someone asked me, it's like, hey, Naz, have you read Chainsaw Man manga or something like that? And I have not, but I found out about that when we went to Mitsuwa. And when at the time period you're looking at the pens, I went to look at the mangas. Just curious to see if there was a Trigon one. And I saw Chainsaw Man or something like that. And I was like, what the hell is this? And there were like a lot of them. And it looked like it was being hyped. I'll try to wait to just see about anything. Oh, yeah, yeah, I know. And if that's how you want to keep going at it, then, you know, by all means, I didn't want to tell you how to see you what you got to see. You know, I like the fact to have just an app off my systems that I can just like blam and make it pop up. And I'm okay with paying for it. That's all it is. But you know, there's sometimes when I want to see something, and like, okay, let's say for the Apple, what is it, Apple TV or whatever the fuck that is, that app and shit like that, they have a movie, a series, and stuff like that. They have movies and series on there that I would want to see, but I don't want to pay for that service because I'm anti-Apple. So I'm sorry for those who love their Macs and their iPhones and whatnot. I don't. I think.
Done.
You're done. She is done with her work. I do want food. What are we having?
I don't know. They said Subway, but I don't know if I'm
doing like, you know, I love my honey mustard rotisserie style chicken, but yeah. What do you want instead? Dog stop? I don't know what else. I don't know what's around here because the thing that's most convenient is Subway. Subway sponsor me. And Dogstop. Or pizza. But pizza is going to be like this whole weekend. So I'm leaving the pizza for Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to get my pizza on with wrestling. I'm excited, man. I'm excited just to have my friends over and stuff like that. You know, LP was going to come with Marissa, but when they found out that you're not going to be here, Marissa's like, nah, you go ahead.
When, on Sunday?
No, tomorrow. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's just going to be guys. Us here just, rah! And you remember that? Chardy, it's always Sunny in Philadelphia episode, the Chardy.
When they prep and they're like breaking shit.
Yeah, they're all like, oh, yes, have a nice. Then it's time, it's like, rah! They're all in each other's faces. That's us tomorrow. You're probably going to walk in and we're just going to be like, ah! Just all in each other's faces.
I've seen you watch WrestleMania. You're not like that.
But I'm hyped, right? I get hyped in it.
I don't know. Last year you weren't so hyped.
Last year? I don't know. Oh, you know why? Because last year WrestleMania was... It's not this... No, they had an audience. It did have an audience last
one of
year.
The biggest audiences that were in any event in a really long time.
Well, then, I don't. What was the fucking. I don't remember what happened.
You're upset about it.
I don't remember. I don't remember what happened in last year's WrestleMania. I don't know. I think. No. Belair won. That was cool. I forgot what happened.
I think you were excited for
them. No, I think, yeah. I don't, it doesn't stick with me. I don't remember what happened last year. You know, WrestleMania hasn't been the same since The Undertaker. Undertaker hasn't shown up.
Undertaker always show up?
No, he retired for sure, no. He retired during the pandemic. The Undertaker was done. His last match... His last match was against AJ Styles in a cinematic wrestling. You know, that's the one thing I loved during the pandemic of wrestling was they had to go cinematic. And I thought that was freaking dope. There were great stuff that happened. But let's remember that Matt Hardy did it first with his Broken Universe matches that were all cinematic and crazy. Because at the end of the day, wrestling is all theatrics. It's all like... superheroes and villains and comic book and shit like that. And I think that's what people don't get when they're not into wrestling. You got to be into the theatrics, into the fact to know that this is just stories. They're giving a show, they're entertaining us, but they're also putting their bodies through a lot of shit to entertain us. They're basically stuntmen who act. That's what they are. And I always challenge anyone, if they're not into wrestling, to go to a local wrestling show. A good one. Because some of them are just like booty. But you go to a really good... You know what? No, I don't want to say that, because Scooby took me to one that was in a high school. And this wasn't a big freaking organization. But we had a blast there. And I remember we even got this one character who was like... His gimmick was that he was German. We had him saying a phrase because he was hitting the guy. And we were like, 9-9-9. And then he started saying it, 9-9-9. We were like, yeah. And I hope he ran with that. I hope he fucking ran with that. I don't remember the dude's face. I don't remember his name, anything like that. But I hope during his tenure, he ran with that. And that was his gimmick. It was fine unless you watched it on Peacock TV. I think Peacock TV got a little bit better since then, right? I don't know. I don't use Peacock TV just for wrestling. Like, right? You haven't been watching The Office recently, so you haven't used Peacock TV for that.
I don't have a login anymore.
On your phone? Oh, let me know. I'll give it to you. And Oh, I thought you wanted me to get you in there right now. My sister and I went to Micro Western in a bar and we had a fucking blast. You see? It's the shit. It's so much fun. It's so much fun. And I actually have more fun. I love going to freelance wrestling more than I love going to, like...
Yeah, I love indie wrestling way better than, like, actual, like, network wrestling.
Yeah.
That's what we call it. Network wrestling.
Network wrestling. It's a good time. It's TV wrestling. It's more intimate. Remember Kaiju, though? Like, we were really there.
Yeah, we were on, like, touching the stuff.
The ring. The we were, like, whacking the ring and shit. You almost had people fall on you.
Yeah, and then we had Drugs Bunny.
I want Drugs Bunny to come back all around here, man.
Maybe we should do Kaiju wrestling again.
Dude, I don't think they exist anymore. They should. I could have swore. I remember... Don't you remember at one point they said, like, sorry, we have to end...
Oh, was there a drama with that chick?
It was something. I don't know. They had to end. Kaiju Wrestling had to end, and we couldn't. There was no more of that. And freelance is the spot to go to. I want them to get freaking Drugs Bunny. Like you guys, look this up. Drugs Bunny, who is that? I must know. Yet, Google.
He's on Twitter. Drugs Bunny, FTF.
There you go. Drugs with a Z. So it's Drugs Bunny. This guy is great.
I think he's from California.
Yeah, they're from Cali. They're part of Hood Slam in California. So if you're around California, find out about any Hood Slam show and go to it. Now, Drugs Bunny is great gimmick. This guy comes out. Oh, Cereal Man?
Cereal Man.
Drugs Bunny, Cereal Man. Cereal Man will come out with... He looked like the Toast Dude and Ren and Stimpy, but he has a cereal box instead. And he has fake crack, yeah.
Yep. He just like snorted on everyone.
Everyone. He'll go in there and he'll fucking snort that shit. And then during the match, he'll get it. And he'll snort it, and he gets more hype.
But keep in mind, this was a kids-friendly show. I brought my little brother to this.
He wasn't so little.
My brother's a teenager.
He was like 18, maybe, at the time. Yeah, yeah.
But this is like the first wrestling show I could take him to because it was a kids-friendly show.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they only allow 21 and older, usually.
It was sugar, honey.
I know it was sugar, but the fact that there was a bunny throwing fucking... cocaine and everyone was fucking hilarious. And little kids too. Because there were little kids around there.
There were little kids at a bar.
At a bar.
It was a bar.
Yeah.
It was a bar that was playing like heavy metal music in between matches. Remember? Or the intermission. So it was like, all right, kids, we'll be right back. And there's.
And then, like, we went to Dunkin' Donuts across the street because I wanted ice cream. I got ice cream and I was in the middle of the wrestling thing eating my ice cream.
We went in there, everybody was asking, like, where do you get that?
Amazing.
Where do you get that ice cream cone, like, across the street? And that's when I had you talk to Shotzi Black.
I did talk to Shotzi Black that time.
Yep. Shotzi Black was in Kaiju Wrestling.
Remember when Shotzi Black was fucking Pizza Cat?
Yes. And we told her that time, too. It was like, we love the Pizza Cat character. Are you ever going to bring that out? She's like, you know, I just like to do that here and there and just have fun.
Yeah. And this is why I like indie wrestling better than fucking network wrestling.
Because once they get up there, they're
gonna... never going to bring Pizza Cat back.
You never know.
Shotzi is never going to bring Pizza Cat back.
You never know. We could be hopeful. We could be hopeful. We'll see. Well, yeah, it all depends. It all depends on on Vince McMahon. I don't know.
Vince McMahon is not the fun type.
Vince McMahon is not the fun type.
This is not the indie wrestling type.
AEW still stays indie, though. They're just indie... network, if you want to say it, because everybody still keeps their name and gimmick
Sus
and everything like that.
Wrestling clown, bro, tell me they come to Chicago.
I don't know. Are they sus?
That's why. Oh, I mean, probably not because not in Chicago. We did have that killer clown,
and we're proud of that killer clown. No, we're not. We'll take anything. Oh, you mean John Wayne Gacy, right? That was who it was, right? Yeah, he's Chicagoan, baby. I mean, we're the city that freaking
sleeps. Because we're sleeping
in New York. We are the city that sleeps.
That's why our options are limited right now to eat.
We idolize Capone, you know? Capone shouldn't be idolized, and Chicago idolizes Capone. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Because, I mean, apparently he did stuff for the city. But, you know, back then it was different. Mobsters just handle mobsters.
Are you dead?
They didn't, like, go off and kill other people.
Were you sleeping?
Yeah, why you wake her up for?
Why were you sleeping?
Look at her waking the kitty up.
Because she needs to actually...
Naz, can we watch some of Siri Man and Drugs Bunny, please? Yes. Hell yeah. I'm down for that.
Yes.
I am definitely down for that. I love Drugs Bunny. I bought his t-shirt. I still got it, right?
I think so.
I hope I do.
The bunny club?
Yeah. Okay. Thank God. I didn't get rid of that one. So... I need to keep that. What? Oh, we want to watch?
I want to watch this and go get food? Or should I just go get the food?
But where are you going to get the food?
I told you that.
Oh, that's up? You got this? I gotta put this one back in this little. Put this one back in this little home. I could put a short break here. We could go get some food, come back, and then look at some. Monkey. You get monkey?
Mm.
Look at that. Domesticate the kitty. You don't like kisses? Oh, it's so cute. For those who are only hearing this, you got to go to the video and see this little kitty right here. She is so cute. Oh, she just threw me under the bus. I did not say no such things. I never... You hear this? It throwing me under the bus, Sox. I said no such thing. You look. Look, she's also calling shenanigans. Oh, yeah, I do. I do got bills on the Legos. I got the fucking DeLorean Lego. Are you going to shoot me?
You are lucky that you have the kitten, or I would shoot you right now.
You see, this is the household I live in. Please do not shoot that. Don't shoot that thing, please. Don't go high noon on me. I don't need that, especially on my ear. No, please. I'm fearful for my life. You wouldn't shoot a guy who has a cute little kitty now, would you? Oh my God, stop it. I'm your Huckleberry.
What's happening?
Mm-hmm. No, don't.
I'm just touching your forehead, honey.
Jim, Naz McCree. Grandpa ordered you, son of a bitch. Don't tell her to shoot me.
I'm just touching
you. No, stop it.
I'm literally just touching you.
Stop it. I'm gonna call the cops. Don't do it. I swear. Don't do it. I was not ready for that impact at all.
Right, oh well.
No.
Give it to me. I'll do it.
Don't fucking.
No,
shit.
He has a kitten. That's a little blow.
I know you had the kitten.
You wouldn't shoot me with an innocent street cat.
Her name is Sox.
But like the White Sox.
No.
Yes. Because
stupid ass name.
No, but since it's not spelled that way and we wanted to keep it a little bit hip.
I'm going to change it right now. WrestleMania.
You're going to call this cat WrestleMania?
Oh my God. Call her WWE.
No, call her. No, call her one of the female superstars.
I like WrestleMania better though.
All right, WrestleMania. Wrestle.
Wrestle.
WrestleMania.
Wrestle.
First name Wrestle, last name Mania.
Dazzle. Oh.
Call her Dazzle.
Razzle-dazzle.
Call her Meow. Welcome to Only Nets Podcast, where we just pet a cat. I'll make a new podcast just like...
We are socializing.
We are socializing this kitty. We're talking to it. We're having it mingle with us. We're having it talk to you. You know, socializing. This is her podcast now. Go ahead. Say something.
Meow. Nah.
That's not the cat. That's me, by the way.
She's sleepy.
Meow. What? You woke her up?
My bad. The only people that get food is the people that come with me.
Come on now. Come on now. I don't know what to get. Do I want a cheeseburger? I don't want a cheeseburger. Do I want the two hot dogs? There was nothing in that gun? There was air.
You gave me nothing in that gun?
Yeah, I
love
you.
The gun wasn't even loaded. Don't load the gun.
I'll be right back.
They have two hot dogs, right? They have the two hot dog thing?
Yeah.
Should I get... Whatever. Should I get a hot dog? Should I get cheeseburger? Should I get the pulled pork? Man, that pulled pork is good. Oh, my God. No, the ribs. They got ribs. That's right.
Oh, you want ribs?
Should I get the ribs?
They also have a new hot dog called the Reuben.
They do have a Reuben. No, that seems like it's too much in it. Be a true American and get all three.
Exactly.
Give me the cheeseburger, the hot dog, and the barbecue rib sandwich. No, don't give me all that. I think I might go with the barbecue rib sandwich. The Undertaker getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And I just want to see Vince McMahon cry like a little bitch. And then I want him to come out, Undertaker. And then I want him to... Tombstone power drive Vince McMahon. And then at the end of his speech, Vince got a layout the whole time. The whole time Undertaker's making the speech. Then at the end of his speech, smoke just fills up the ring and the Undertaker just disappears after a bolt of lightning hit the middle of the ring. And then Vince McMahon stands there and he's just still. And then he opens his eyes. They're just white as shit. And then it just, everybody in the crowd is all in the freaking druid costume, the hooded and shit like that. And then you just hear a boom, and then the camera goes off. And that's how you end his Hall of Fame induction. God damn, I should have been part of that. Then Shawn Michaels theme hits, and Shawn says, "One more match." Oh my God, Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker was like the best matches at WrestleMania. You name your top WrestleMania matches, and it's like every match: Stone Cold versus The Rock versus Hulk Hogan, freaking Shawn Michaels versus The Undertaker, one and two. Wasn't there a secret match like that in one of the WWE games? There was, and it was fucking fantastic. How am I not a booker? Exactly. I should be a booker. If you've seen the XBW, at least the first volume, that one time we did it, you'll see how good of a booker I was. Wait till you see the rest of them, and I gotta do it. Oh, shit. We should have done that today. No. Because I would have to get a lot of people. The thing is, I don't want it to just be me and Scooby once again. I need it to be me, Scooby. I need to bring in my nephew, Adrian. Because especially the next one, because Adrian is really highly involved. And I mean, he's involved in the beginning. I mean, Adrian's always been a staple. The wrestling thing has always been me, Scooby, and Adrian. We're the three, like, pillars of the fucking XBW. So if you ever make the XBW video game, you got to put, like, me... With the trinity of that, me, Scooby, Adrian. The trinity of the XBW. But, yeah, I need him especially. Because the next, oh man, the rest is very, very good stuff. I feel, you know, it's great shit. I want there to be a wrestling league with nothing but historical figures. And I can make that happen. You want it? I can make it happen. I'll make it happen. And the WWE 2K22 video game. I already got Abraham Lincoln in there. He should be the Vampire Hunter. Abraham Lincoln, the Vampire Hunter. Am I right? All right. I'm going to go ahead and finish this. Freaking Only Naz episode right here. It's already been like an hour in. So that being said, thank you for being part of this Only Naz episode right now with you guys here on Twitch. And for those listening to me on Spotify or iTunes or wherever you listen to me or seeing me right now on YouTube, thank you for being part of this. I'll have the little kitty here, Socks, or WrestleMania now, as my fiance calls her, say goodbye, but it looked like she's like, just let me fucking sleep, dude. I already don't like having you guys all around me, even though I do like it when you're petting me, but I'm also like, yo, like she looks like, she acts like she wants to get away and tries, but when you got her, she's like, oh, fuck it, I'm just stuck here and I just gotta deal with this. And then she'd be purring and liking it. But anyways, thank you for enjoying or being a part of this and enjoying Only Naz. I'll be back with some more Only Naz. Did I even say that right? God damn it. This is why I can't make fun of people who mess up. Well, I do. Look, when I make fun of my friends and family, it's because, you know, we cool like that. I'll make fun of you. They make fun of me when I fuck up my fucking words. But you know, that one girl who's from like Uncut Gems. Yeah, they make fun of her. But then I heard her talk again and she like really messed up her like sentence, and I start feeling bad. I was like, oh well, you're like me, we can't speak right. I cannot speak.